Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 415th word for word show. That's the new ones, not the repeats. We're going to finish up the book of Mark today with chapter 15 and chapter 16 of the book of Mark. There's a little problem with chapter 16, which I will get into when we get there. My website, and I'm going to give the whole thing, because if you just Google Pastor Steve, you're going to get a whole bunch of them. Not me. So, it's https://// www.pastor-steve.com. Not an interactive website. You can download and listen or take a look. The stuff's there, but there's not a chat room or any comment section. Therefore, the trolls don't bother with it. They can't do anything. I don't have time to babysit, quite honestly. And it is a site for serious students. And that's what it's for. It's for Bible study. It's not for playing. So it's troll-free. Let's get into the last two chapters of the book of Mark here. Let me clear my lungs out. It's in the wee hours of the morning when everything is quiet around here, and I can get some shows done in peace. Ooh, I hate to have to cough like that because it still hurts. The chest is healing, but it's a long, slow process after the surgery. So let's get into verse 1 of chapter 15 of the book of Mark. I suggest that you have writing material and a pad to take down the notes. These last two chapters don't have all that many compared to a lot of the others, but there are some, and you're going to want to jot them down. This chapter occurs right after Peter had denied him for the third time and wept and all of that. So this is leading up to his impalement. Verse 1 of chapter 15. And immediately in the morning, the chief priests had a council meeting with the elders and scribes and all the council. Having bound Yeshua, they led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the sovereign of the Ya'udim?" He's speaking of the Judahites, the people of the land of Judah, not the Jews. They try to say that Ya'udim means the Jews, but it's not. It's Ya'udim, those who praise Yah, and the Jews do not praise Yahweh. They do not use that sacred name or worship him. Okay? So let's get that straight right out of the gate. And he answering said to him, "You say it." Verse 3, and the chief priests accused him of much. These were the Edomites, okay? But he made no answer. Verse 4, and Pilate again asked him, saying, "Have you no answer? See how much they witness against you." They're false witnesses. Okay. Verse 5. But Yeshua still gave no answer, so that Pilate marveled. Verse 6. Now this is the Roman custom. And at a festival, he released to them one prisoner, whomever they were asking. Verse 7, and there was one called Barabba, chained with his fellow rebels who had committed murder in the uprising. Verse 8, and the crowd, crying aloud, began to ask, as he had always done for them. Verse 9. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you wish me to release for you the sovereign of the Ya'udim?" Verse 10. For he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. Of course, those Edomites hated him because he was telling the truth and was debunking all their Talmudic lies. Verse 11. And the chief priests stirred up the crowd that he should rather release Barabba to them. Well, they were inciting as they do today. They incite through their news media and all the things that they own. They call names and attach labels to people and coin little phrases that engender a knee-jerk reaction. They've brainwashed the people again, okay? It has not changed after all these years. Verse 12. And Pilate answered and again said to them, "What then do you wish me to do?" And it says "to him" in italics to tie it in. "Whom you call the sovereign of the Yahudim." Okay. Verse 13. Now this is the crowd full of mixed people that the chief priests, the Edomites, were controlling. And again they cried out, "Impale him." Not crucify, impale. Okay. That's another term that they've coined, crucify. There's no cross. It was just a stake, straight up stake that they hung people on. And it would pull the diaphragm and thus smother the people. They couldn't breathe. They died of suffocation. They did not nail him on a cross as it is in the Judeo-Christian churches. That is false. So get that out of your head. There's no cross. Verse 14. And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" And they vehemently cried out, "Impale him!" Because they were, it was a stacked audience. It was a stacked crowd. This was all the adversary's people, and they had the crowd stacked so he would not get an honest judgment. Well, this was foreordained. He had to surrender his life for the true remnant of true Israel, for those that believe on him of Israel that want to follow him. That's how he ransomed us with his blood, okay? So he understood this. Yahweh understood it. It's Yahweh's plan. Verse 15. And Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and having whipped him, he delivered Yeshua over to be impaled. Verse 16. And the soldiers led him away into the court, which is the palace, and they called together the entire company. And that's of soldiers. Okay. Now, the Roman ruler was going to let him go, but he was convinced by this crowd of mixed breed people to release Barabbas. So the Romans didn't kill Yeshua. It was the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. Okay? Verse 17. And decked him with purple, that's the royal color, and they plaited a crown of thorns and put it on him. Verse 18. And they began to call out to him, "Greetings, sovereign of the Yahudim." Verse 19. And they kept beating him on the head with a reed and were spitting on him and bending the knee. They were bowing down to him. Verse 20. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him and put his own garments on him and led him out to impale him. All right. Now here is verse 21, and you can reference Romans chapter 16, verse 13. That's Romans 16, 13. And they compelled a passerby, Shimon, a Cyrenian, coming from a field, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his stake, because he was beaten so badly he couldn't have carried that. It was a great big pole. Verse 22. And they brought him to the place of Golgotha, which is translated a place of a skull. Verse 23. And they were giving him wine mixed with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. Remember, he had said, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until I return in glory. Well, he would not take this because he was going to suffer for us. Verse 24. And you can reference Psalm 22, verse 18. Psalm 22, 18. And when they impaled him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them what each one should take. In other words, they gambled over his clothes. Verse 25. And it was the third hour, and they impaled him. And they put a sign above him, okay? And that's what verse 26 talks about. There was a little sign that they tacked up there. Not a crossbar. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, the sovereign of the Yahudim. Verse 27. He hadn't committed a crime. That was what he was accused of, being the king of the Yahudim, those who praise Yah. Okay? And he is. Verse 27. And with him they impaled two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. Verse 28, and you can reference Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Chapter 53, verse 12. And the scripture was filled which says, and he was reckoned with the lawless. Here's verse 29. The people that were doing what they do in this verse were the stacked crowd sponsored by the Edomites. These were the unbelievers in the mixed breed that was infesting the area even unto today. And for verse 29, you can reference Psalm 22:7, Psalm 109, 25, Mark 14:58, and John 2:19. That's Psalm 22:7 and 109:25, Mark 14:58, and John 2:19. Verse 29, and those passing by were blaspheming him, shaking their heads. That's what Psalm 22:7 is about, shaking of the heads, and saying, ah, you who destroyed the dwelling place and build it in 3 days. Verse 30. Save yourself and come down from the stake. Well, he wasn't talking about that building. He was talking about his flesh temple that he was residing in. But they couldn't see that. They were blind because they were not supposed to hear. It wasn't for them. Verse 31. And likewise the chief priests and the scribes, mocking to one another, said, he saved others, he is unable to save himself. Verse 32. The Messiah, the sovereign of Israel, come down now from the stake so that we see and believe. Well, he wasn't there for you. And those who were impaled with him were reproaching him. They were going to die, and they were reproaching. Verse 33. And when the sixth hour came, darkness came over all the land until the ninth hour. The sun was hidden. Darkness came over the land. Okay? But they didn't believe. All right, verse 34. Now I'm going to read this, what they have here, and then I'm going to read it as it is in the Hebrew. And you can reference Psalm 22, verse 1. Psalm 22, 1 for this verse. And at the ninth hour, Yahshua cried out with a loud voice, saying, this is what they have in the English, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my El, why have you forsaken me? El being God, okay? But in the Hebrew, they have misdone the saying. It's Eli, Eli, lama azabtani. That's what's in Psalm 22:1, not Shebachtani, Azabtani, okay? They've played fast and loose with their translations. Well, I got the real deal here. Verse 35. And some of those standing by, when they heard it, said, see? He is calling for Eliyahu. No. Verse 36, and for verse 36, you can reference Psalm 69:21. That's Psalm 69:21, and verse 36. And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. That's Psalm 69:21, saying, leave him. Let us see if Eliyahu does come and take him down. Verse 37. And Yahshua cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Now, in other places, it says, released his spirit, which is more accurate. He released his spirit. They couldn't kill him. He could have stayed up there forever. He had that kind of power, being divine. He released his spirit and left that flesh temple he was currently occupying so that the scriptures would be fulfilled. Verse 38. Here's verse 38. And the veil of the dwelling place was torn in two from top to bottom. Reference Exodus chapter 26, verses 31 through 33. Exodus 26, 31 through 33. Now that was the veil that separated the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was, from the rest of the temple. That's where Yahweh appeared over the Ark. Well, that was ripped and ripped open. And that opened the door to Yahweh, okay? But Yahweh was not in that temple anymore. He left. That's why it was ripped. When the sun perished, it ripped and he left. Verse 39. And when the captain, that's a captain of the guard, who was standing opposite him, saw that he cry out like this and breathe his last, he said, truly, this man was the son of Elohim. He was the son of Elohim. Okay? And that Roman recognized that, being of the Zerah tribe of Judah. Okay. One of the chosen ones. Verse 40 and 41. For 40 and 41, you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. That's Luke 8, 2 and 3. Verse 40. And there were also women watching from a distance, among whom was also Miriam from Magdala, and Miriam the mother of Jacob the less, and of Joseph, and Shaloma. Verse 41. Who also followed him and attended him when he was in Galil, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. They were faithful, and they had to stand back because they were female. They couldn't be up by the action, but they watched. Okay. Verse 42. And when evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is the day before the Shabbat, the Passover. All right, stop right there. Evening, that's when they slaughtered the Passover lambs. The evening before Passover. was when he died. The Passover lamb, okay? That was the method. That was the tradition. And he fulfilled that. The Passover lamb had been slain. Verse 43. Yosef of Ramathaim. Okay, not Joseph of Arimathea. It's Ramathaim. Okay, that's correct. Yosef of Ramathaim, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the reign of Elohim, came, boldly went into Pilate and asked for the body of Yahshua. He was a true believer and a true Israelite. Verse 44. But Pilate wondered whether he was already dead, so summoning the captain, he asked him if he was already dead. Well, the captain was the one that said, truly, this man was the son of Elohim. Because they were believers, but they were powerless before this crowd. They couldn't do anything, and they shouldn't have, because this was intended for our redemption. There is no redemption without the shedding of blood, and the shedding of the blood of the Passover lamb was the blood of Yeshua, okay? That was the blood he shed for us. This is all so complicated and so holy. It's, wow. Verse 45. And when he learned this from the captain, he gave the body to Yosef. Verse 46. And he, having bought fine linen, took him down and wrapped him in the linen. That's the shroud they wrapped him in, the burial shroud. And he laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock. And rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Now you went down into a tomb, so the rock would roll down and go crunch and seal the entrance. It took many men just to roll that. And it was sealed. Nobody could roll it back uphill. It was too much weight. Verse 47. And Miriam from Magdala, and Miriam, the mother of Yosef, saw where he was laid. And that ends chapter 15 of the book of Mark. Now we're going to get into chapter 16. And verses 9 through 20 of chapter 16 have been added. Most of the old manuscripts don't have verses 9 through 20. Just the Textus Receptus. Okay, the authorized version. These were added later by an evangelist. Okay, I'm going to tell you right up front, verses 9 through 20 aren't in the original text. They're not there. Okay? They are tampering. Verse 1 of chapter 16. And when the Shabbat was past, Miriam from Magdala and Miriam the mother of Jacob and Shaloma brought spices to go and anoint him. They didn't see the stone rolled. They just saw where he was going to be laid. Verse 2, and verily, very early on day one of the week, well, that's one of the Shabbats, okay? If you look at Matthew 28, verse 1, and the explanatory notes, it's first day of the week, okay? Whenever, what day the Shabbat occurred on that week, I don't know. And they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. Verse 3, and they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb for us? Because they knew they had rolled a stone there. That was common practice. And they would have to get a whole big crew of people to roll that stone. Well, verse 4, and looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was extremely large. Verse 5, and having entered into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right, wearing a white robe. And they were greatly astonished. Okay, well, that wasn't a young man. that was a divine being. Okay, that was one of the holy messengers. And he was there to give them a message. Verse 6. And he said to them, do not be much astonished. You seek Yeshua of Nazareth, who was impaled. He was raised. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? In other words, he showed them where they laid him. Verse 7, and you can reference Matthew 26, I misread that, I'm sorry. Matthew 26, verse 32, that's Matthew 26, 32, and Mark chapter 14, verse 28, 14, 28. 7, and go, say to his taught ones and Kepha, that's Peter, that he is going before you into Galil. Now that would be Galilee in the King James. You shall see him there as he said to you. He told him where he was going to be. Verse 8, and they went out and fled from the tomb and were trembling and bewildered, spoke to no one, for they were afraid. Now, verses 9 through 20 is added text. It's not actually in the scripture. It was put in many, many years later by an evangelist. I'm not going to read it because it is not original scripture. It is added. I will not go along with that. It plainly states that, even in this Bible here, it says 9 through 20 is added. Only the Textus Receptus includes them. That's the evangelistic Bible that was printed later. They added verses. More tampering. You see? Tamper. Can't just have the scripture and read it. We're going to have to add stuff to make it more dynamic. They're going to help, okay? It doesn't need any help. Doesn't need any help. So that ends the book of Mark and the actual scripture. Now, the Textus Receptus, I'm not reading from the Textus Receptus. I'm reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. And they've got it listed and they have it marked clearly that this is added text. So that wraps up the book of Mark. On the next show, show number 416, we're going to be getting into the book of Luke. And that is another recounting of the tale of what went on in those times from another man's perspective. There's a lot of repetition. You will have heard some of the stuff before because it's, like I said, it's another recounting of what's in Matthew and Mark. The stories of all that Yeshua did and how Miriam became pregnant by the Holy Spirit and the whole deal. So it's another version from the perspective of Luke. And then we'll get into John, and that will be another perspective. I will get into John at the end of this month. Luke is going to take up 12 shows. Because I'm going to do 2 chapters per show. So I don't rush it because there's a lot of notes in Luke. I'm looking at the text and it's loaded with notes. Absolutely loaded. So when I get into that on the next show, you're going to want to have writing material. believe me, Luke gives another story of the lineage of Yeshua, okay? And one lineage is given in Matthew is of the father, and one is of the mother. Shows he was pure blood on both sides. Okay? And this accounting in Luke, it says, as reckoned by law. Okay, he was the son of Yahweh, who impregnated Miriam by the Holy Spirit. She was a virgin. She had never had a man. They try to refute that. But then they just badmouth and lie, and that's what they do. They're evil. What can I say? They're going to lie about Yeshua. They always have. They deny him even up in today. And they hate those of us that believe in him. We are hated for his namesake. So what do you expect from the children of the devil? They're gonna stay according to type. They are what they are. They can't be anything else. They're devils. They've always been devils. And they're going to behave like devils. Well, I'm going to do the outro music here. We have a little bit of time. And then I'll play a little bit of bluegrass. I always like that. A lot of the audience likes it. And I will see you on the next show, show number 416, when we get into the book of Luke. Thank you for listening. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
She's long, she's tall, she's 6 feet from the ground. She's telling me, love, she ain't no hand-me-down. Yodelady, hey, oh, yodelady. She got eyes like a diamond, but if she shine just the same. She's got two ruby lips.
I like this.
And hair like a horse's mane. Yodelady, hey, hey, oh, yodelady. Every time I need you, mama, looks always on the street. Every time I need you, mama, looks always on the street. You hang out on a corner like a policeman on the beat. You're letting it. Put your head brakes on.
Not walking. walking with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night 'cause I ought to. And the praise to Him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw grief. And the more I watched His children in their eyes, I saw His light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues. And I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come with me. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on, I'll walk the line.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.